Welcome to Hardwood Handicappers with Zach Cohen, right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Hardwood Handicappers. I am Zachary Cohen, VSiN.com senior editor. If you are a fan of this show, you are not dreaming. We are back. It is just me this time. No Jonathan Von Tobel, no Kelly Bidlin, but those guys will be joining me. But we are going to be doing this all season. We're going to be having some fun with it. It's going to be a little bit quicker, like the Miami Heat's pace, but it's going to be fun. I'm really excited to have it back. Hardwood Handicappers is sponsored by Better. Better Picks, the fantasy app that turns your basketball takes into cash. Download the Better app and use code VSINPOD to get $10 free. No deposit needed. That is Better Picks. And use the code VSINPOD, VSINPOD. Let's start this all off right away. Let's not waste any time. We're going to be opening things up with the Lakers against the Hornets at 7 p.m. Eastern. Unfortunately, another game with no LeBron James, but his return is coming soon. And this is going to be a Lakers team that I have my eyes on all season long. I think that everything has kind of worked, you know, out like a dream this year with DeAndre Ayton coming in, averaging about 17 points per game, 8 rebounds, has looked very much the part of a starting center again, and just looking great as a rim runner. Jake LaRavia has been a home run acquisition for them. And, you know, Austin Reeves looks like a superstar. Luka Doncic looks great now that he's in shape. Very much a Lakers team that has a shot in the Western Conference as some more things click. And if LeBron James, you know, plays like LeBron James. So that's a team that I'm looking at in the futures market. As far as tonight goes, it's Lakers or pass for me. I mean, I don't really want to be laying that 7.5, but, you know, the Lakers money line could be a very good parlay anchor tonight. The Hornets are going to be without LaMelo Ball, without Brandon Miller. This is a depleted Charlotte Hornets team. Maybe a night to look at Con Knipple props again. The rookie has been sensational, just, you know, lighting teams up with some great three-point shooting, doing some really good work as an on-ball ball handler, and just continuing to kind of look the part of, you know, a draft night steal, even though they did invest some serious draft capital in him. He has been, you know, the best Duke player, which says a lot with Cooper Flagg being the number one pick out of Duke. But I will be looking at this game for Jake LaRavia player props. He has been killing the points, rebounds, and assists market. Over in 4 of the last 5 games, he has played with Austin Reeves. So if Reeves sheds his questionable tag tonight, he's questionable in the injury report. Do not worry about it, because LaRavia has been just perfect as a complimentary piece in that starting five. And that I will mention, just if you're looking at the total in this game, the under is 18-9 in the 27 games that the Hornets have played against teams averaging 116 or more points per game under Charles Lee. That number's up at 230.5, so it's something to consider, especially if Charlotte is able to, you know, just struggle with without those, you know, offensive initiators they have with LaMelo Ball and Brandon Miller. So I'd be looking at Lakers money line as a parlay play. I'd be looking at LaRavia points, rebounds, and assists, which are not available. We are recording this at 7 a.m. Pacific time, so not all props are up, but this is a player that I'm definitely looking forward to. And then the next game we're going to be looking at, Wizards Pistons, 7 p.m. Eastern. That is a game that is on Peacock. The Pistons are favored by 11.5, total 235.5. This second night of a back-to-back for Detroit, the Pistons came off a really, really tough game against the Sixers last night. They were able to get the job done there, but Cade Cunningham played 41 minutes. Jalen Duren played 37. Asar Thompson played 34. It's going to be very difficult for those guys to kind of summon the energy they need to go out and win this one. So I'd actually be leaning Wizards here plus 11.5 if you have to take something on the sides or totals. But for me, this game is going to be all about Alex Sarr, who's gone over on points and assists in 4 straight and 4 of his last 6. And other centers have done well in this matchup against Detroit. Jalen Duren has been a revelation this season, just, you know, dominating games inside. But while he has gotten better defensively, still a player that is not perfect, mistimes his jumps a lot. So I'd keep an eye on the status of Isaiah Stewart, Beef Stew, who, you know, if he plays tonight, that's a player that can disrupt opposing centers. But I do think Sarr kind of keeps it going with, you know, his ability to kind of space the floor, his improved finishing, improved mid-range touch, and then just his ability to kind of find guys as a passer. He's a really, really talented player that is breaking out in year 2 for Washington. Game number 3, Portland Trailblazers at Orlando Magic. Another game, 7 p.m. Eastern. This one has the Magic laying 2.5, total 235.5. First glance for me, that total is very, very high. Honestly, it's to the point where it feels like the under is a trap. I mean, these are two teams that very much want to get things done on the defensive end of the floor. Portland is 10th in the league in defensive rating. Orlando, right there with them. And this is an Orlando team that's been top five in the league and top five defensive rating over the last 2 years. So I do think it's a game where, you know, you'd think low scoring, but that almost makes me think that the over might be the right side, just because I do think you're going to get a lot of public action on the under. So make sure you check out our VSiN betting splits for that. But I will note, you know, the Magic are coming off a loss to the Celtics last night. Blazers did lose to the Heat two nights ago, but that's an extra day of rest for Portland. And only had to travel within Florida. So you're getting a Blazers team that actually ranks above the Magic in defensive rating and offensive rating here. I'd probably be looking at Portland plus 2.5 or even on the money line if you want to take a side in this one. Game number four, a rematch of last year's first round series with the Cavaliers and Heat. This was one of the most uncompetitive first round series I feel like I can remember, with Cleveland winning in double digits in three of the four games and the fourth game being not all that close either. So it is going to be interesting to see how this one looks. Injury report definitely favors the Cavaliers. Max Strus is the only significant injury for Cleveland. This Cavaliers team is getting healthy, starting to roll on both ends of the floor. And, you know, for the Heat, you have Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero still on that injury report, joined by Terry Rozier. I don't know what he did to deserve it being on the injury report. That's strange. But I do think Cleveland is the right look in this one. Maybe this is the type of game where you look to parlay the Cavaliers with a team like the Lakers or a team we'll talk about later with the Phoenix Suns. But, you know, I wouldn't want to be laying 7.5 or 8 against Miami right now. We've just seen time and time again that Eric Spoelstra, it just finds ways to cover. I mean, the other night they looked like they definitely should have lost to that Blazers team. But, man, even without Bam, they found a way to get it done. Norm Powell, you know, just continues to play well. Andrew Wiggins continues to play well. And Jaime Jaquez has been one of, you know, the breakouts of the entire year. I mean, he had a really down sophomore season for Miami, but is starting to look kind of like, you know, the star he was rookie season. Not a star, but a star based on where he was drafted, and just a very strong player off the bench. So I'm not looking to fade this Miami team, but if you want to take the Cavaliers, maybe look to do it on the money line and maybe look to player props in this game as well. I mean, I do think this is a game where you could see some more Andrew Wiggins. I just think this is a pretty good matchup for him. And Jaquez has been very profitable as well off the bench, so I'd be looking there as well. Just a reminder, this is a great time to sharpen your edge for the NBA season with VSiN Pro. That's the place to start. Get advanced analytics, player prop projections, and expert insights used by serious bettors every day. Try it out for only $9.99 for your first month and see what smart bettors are using to beat the books. Head to vsin.com/subscribe and check out all the subscription options. That is where you will get all of our Opta AI player projections, which I have been using a ton this season. They have just been doing a great job of pointing out, you know, edges to overs and unders for some of the biggest players in the league. Every single night, you're going to be getting, you know, upwards of 50 to 75 plays there. And whether you want to tail it blindly or just kind of use it to back up your handicap, I'd be looking at a VSiN Pro subscription because those Opta AI stats are incredible. Fifth game of the night, San Antonio Spurs at Chicago Bulls. This game is at 8 p.m. Eastern. This is a really interesting one to watch. The Bulls are getting 3.5 at home, plus 140 on the money line. The total in this one, 236.5. These are two teams that play very different styles offensively. Chicago, fifth in the league in pace of play. San Antonio, fifth slowest in the NBA in pace of play. So I'm interested in seeing which one of these teams wins out. As of right now, this game is a complete stay away from me because Josh Giddey is questionable for the Bulls. He's having an ankle problem. If Giddey's not out there, it's really hard to imagine the Bulls, you know, finding a way to keep this game close. So I'd keep an eye on the injury report because I do think this is a game where you could back San Antonio even at a bit of a bigger number, if Giddey doesn't play, there's just not enough offensive creation for Chicago if Giddey's not out there. If he does play, I'd probably be looking to the Bulls side. I mean, that's just that how important this player has been this year. I mean, Giddey's flirting with all-star production for a Bulls team that has completely exceeded expectations this year. And one thing I am keeping an eye on in that game, which, like I said, I'm not taking anything, but Chicago has been very good about defending the three-point line this year. San Antonio, not the best three-point shooting team in the league. So it'll be interesting to see what the math looks like in this game. If the Bulls are knocking down shots, you know, if you got a guy like Kevin Huerter hot, this is a game that the Bulls very much will feel like they can win. Then the next game on the board, another one that I'm really looking forward to seeing is Bucks at Mavericks, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. This is a game where, you know, you're maybe not going to get Giannis Antetokounmpo. Milwaukee played yesterday in a tight, tight game against Houston, a game that had a playoff feel. You're seeing the Bucks only laying 1.5 despite being the way superior team. Total 230.5 in this game. I think that if you're going to be taking anything in this game, you're going to want to go with Dallas, because I just really think this is the type of spot Milwaukee's been looking to rest Giannis. Dallas has still been very good defensively this season. This is a top five defensive team in the league when you look at defensive rating. And, you know, the Mavericks struggle to put the ball in the hole. There's no denying that. But if Giannis isn't out there, who is going to be lighting up this Dallas defense? There's just going to be nobody that can consistently create. I really like guys like Ryan Rollins. I really like Kyle Kuzma. I like Cole Anthony as a creator off the bench. But you need Giannis out there against these good defensive teams, or it's going to be very difficult to win. So, yeah, I'd be looking at Dallas here, maybe on the money line as well. If Giannis plays, you know, it'll be tough luck, but it happens. You know, you get the worst side of these injury reports sometimes. That's just the way it goes in the load management era of the NBA. Next game, you have Pelicans at Suns, 9 p.m. Eastern. This is a game where my Suns are 8.5-point favorites, total 227.5. I think this is a game Phoenix wins. I'm not sure I'd want to lay, 8.5 points. The Suns team is a team that nobody really had high expectations for going into the season. So, you know, expecting them to win by close to double digits or double digits seems a little unfair. But I will say, if you're looking for parlay plays, like I mentioned earlier with the Lakers, with the Cavs, this is one where you could pair it up with the Suns money line. I mean, Phoenix has been playing just unbelievable basketball under Jordan Ott. This is a team that is top five in the league, 3-point attempts, 3-point makes per game. Also top 10 and half court defense. Just been honestly just a complete shock the way that they've played after seeing what they looked like the last two seasons with Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal. They were a slow, older team, did not play very hard defensively, did not play very efficient offensively, which you would have expected with those, you know, players in the lineup. But now everything looks different. This is a very Pacers-like team with the way the Suns kind of use Ryan Dunn and Colin Gillespie to pick up full court. They use Devin Booker as the do-everything on-ball initiator like Tyrese Halliburton. That's why Booker's been, you know, putting up huge stats this year. I'd be looking there again for player props. I think Booker has a really big game against the Pelicans, a team that he's played well against in the past. And New Orleans is, you know, looking a little more competitive over the last couple games. They are 3-0 against the spread in their last three. Derek Queen is a player that I'm very high on as a long shot in the rookie of the year market. I just think that there is so much Alperen Şengün in Derek Queen's game, like the way that he kind of operates in that mid post area and kind of runs their offense as, you know, a pseudo point guard at the center position when they do have him out there. That's a player that I'm very much looking at as, you know, it was a double digit play a couple of days ago, and he's just continued to put up numbers and, you know, help this team look more competitive. So Queen is a player to keep an eye on and in the futures market. But as far as tonight goes, I do think the Suns are the right side, and I do think the Suns are a great team to throw into parlays. Number eight on tonight's card. This is going to be a really interesting game. The Timberwolves against the Jazz. Timberwolves laying 7.5, total 234.5. I think you're going to see a lot of support for Minnesota in this game. The Timberwolves won by 40 when these teams met 3 days ago. That game was in Minnesota. I think that a lot of teams are going to be expecting the Timberwolves to blow out the Jazz again. The Timberwolves are coming off a blowout win last night as well. Minnesota starting to look a little bit better defensively. Having said that, Utah's a very, very difficult place to play, and the Jazz are coming off of two full days of rest. Timberwolves did play in Sacramento last night. They had to travel to Utah. Not a tough flight, but, you know, it is a flight. And I do think this is a game where I'm going to be looking very strongly at Utah plus 7.5, and maybe even Utah a little bit on the money line. But the Jazz will be a best bet for me tonight at plus 7.5. And I'll also be looking at Keyonte George on the player props market. This is a player that has been kind of lighting it up this season. He's gone over 8-0, over 8-0 on his player points and assist totals this season, 8 times to start the year. Only went under in his last game because they got blown out, like I mentioned, against this Wolves team. But he had 20 points and assists heading into that fourth quarter against Minnesota last game. I think George is going to have a big game here. He's averaging 29.3 points and assists on the season, has had 30 plus 4 times this year. With the Timberwolves having a little bit more of tired legs and with this game being a little bit closer, I'd expect George to get over his numbers. So, yeah, I just think this is a game where you want to be back in the home team in a difficult home environment. And I do think Keyonte George is the player I'd be looking at on the props market. That total is 26.5. That's right about where it was when I played it the other night and lost because of that blowout. But I'll be going right back to it here. I think that's the right move. And then last game on the board is the Hawks at the Clippers. This is the NBA TV game for tonight. It's the other big game on this doubleheader for games that are going to be televised, you know, nationally. This is another game where the Clippers are going to be without Kawhi Leonard. Ty Lue said recently Kawhi is going to miss a couple of games with that ankle injury, but the Clippers are favored by 4.5, total 221.5. I'm going to be very curious to see how this game looks because the Hawks, sans Trae Young, are just a very good defensive team. You know, putting Nikhil Alexander-Walker in there for more minutes, that's never going to make a team worse on the defensive end. All of a sudden, you're talking about a team with great length, great defensive instincts, and great connectivity on the defensive end with Alexander Walker, Dyson Daniels, Jalen Johnson, Zachary Risa-Shea. These are all guys that have the ability to kind of make plays tough on opponents on a nightly basis. And then, you know, Kristaps Porzingis is a shot blocker at the center position. Onyeka Okongwu, a tough player at center. I like the way that this Atlanta team defends when they do not have Young out there to be picked on. Because, I mean, Young is a great offensive player, but undersized defensively, works a little bit harder than we're used to seeing in it throughout his career, but that has not mattered. He is still a player opposing teams can target, and the Clippers have not looked great offensively this season. I mean, bringing Bradley Beal in has not worked so far. Maybe it'll get a little bit better, but it looked like a pretty straight one-for-one replacement with him coming in to play the Norm Powell role, and it has not looked that way. Early in the year, Beal has not been able to match that production, nor Powell is a great player, great scorer, very explosive. We're seeing that in Miami. We saw it with Los Angeles, and Beal has been inefficient again, not looking great defensively. And until that changes, Los Angeles will be tough, you know, to cover on a nightly basis. It's a Clippers team that should be better than this, should be better than what we've seen the last couple of nights. But, you know, they lost to the Suns at home last game. There's no reason they can't lose this game. It's a complete stay away from me. On the sides and totals side, but I am looking at Risa-Shea over 12.5 points in this game. The second year pro has gone 13 plus in 4 of the last 5, 16 plus in the last 3, shooting a good amount of above the break threes this season, which the Clippers give up a lot of. And I will say that off ball wings have troubled Los Angeles this season, and the Clippers have been miserable against spot up shooters this year, which was a big part of the reason they lost against Phoenix the other night. You know, the Suns did light them up. And I do think there's a chance that the Hawks, you know, shooters kind of get going here. So Risa-Shea over 12.5 is definitely a look for me. Before we get into some best bets, I just want to give you all some attention to the VSiN newsletter. If you're new to VSiN, signing up for our free daily newsletter is a great way to catch up. Delivered straight to your inbox every morning, VSiN's newsletter offers picks, data, and strategies for the day's betting menu. Sign up for free now at vsin.com/newsletter and start receiving your free newsletter tomorrow morning. That's vsin.com/newsletter. Stay ahead of the game and bet smarter with VSiN. All right, so for my best bets to wrap this up, I'm going Jazz plus 7.5, -110 against the Timberwolves. That's my only side as of right now, but head over to VSiN.com. I will have articles on both sides and totals and player props up on the website. I will surely have more there than I am giving out right now. It is early. There are not as many lines and props available at the moment. I do want to see the way some injury news shakes out, so make sure you head over there. As far as player props go, I'm locking in Alex Sarr over 20.5 points and assists at -114 and Zachary Risacher over 12.5 points at -105. Those are my three favorites as of right now. But like I said, VSiN.com, there will be a whole lot more. There will also be Steve Mackinnon's trends, daily insights, analytics. That stuff is very, very useful. And then all of our tools, like I mentioned, the Opta AI player prop projections. We have daily matchup pages where we have some, you know, projected scores for all the games. You can see where our, you know, models have, you know, these games finishing as far as spreads and totals go. But those are my three. And make sure you come back tomorrow. We're going to be doing this every day. I'm really excited. Make sure you're joining us. And come back to Hardwood Handicappers.